The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast. This podcast is Chick McGee approved.
Thank you, Chick. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast where we revisit our favorite Bob and Tom comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold, joined as always by Jason, Jess, and Jessica. And today we are talking very highbrow. We are talking very mature, very educational bits. We're talking fart bits, people. Farts. Jess, Jesse. How do you guys, are you guys big on farts?
I mean,
farts are always funny.
I'm trying to watch. Jess is trying to crack the mainframe and make. There we go.
Yeah.
That's Josh's hilarious fart machine.
Okay, in my defense, they're all. I thought that there was just an array of farts. It's actually an array of sounds.
What's that? Crying baby?
Violin.
That's
violin.
The whatever's on there, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever's a classic. You know, the
delightful
other.
Sounds like you.
Whatever.
When I do my little head toss.
But there is, so there is a whoopee. Oh.
Nice. The other day on air. What was that? You passed gas.
It kept going.
We cannot confirm or deny that came from the machine.
Yes, we cannot. The other day on air, I was telling a story and I could tell it was getting a little long-winded because I saw Josh looking for his whatever machine.
Oh, no.
And I was like, just shut up. Just shut your mouth. You're going to get whatevered. You can't have that happen.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So for me, I guess the sort of dumb guy, girl, you know, dog, cat part of my brain says, guys think farts are funny. Girls don't think farts are funny. Where are you guys on fart bits?
Fart bits are funny, but if I'm in a room and someone rips one just to rip a fart and it's
hilarious,
a nasty
one.
Well, it depends.
Funny.
If it's not smelly, I'll laugh. If I have to leave the room, I might be frumpy about it.
I think a room-leaving fart is the funniest kind of fart. That is the top, that's the Mount Rushmore of fart comedy.
And this is a guy with brothers.
Yes.
So for sure, that's off.
And by the way, my sister grew up with brothers. She does not find farts funny, and I know it for a fact.
I really thought you could. My sister, big farter.
No.
clear a room.
Clear a room.
No, but it's always funny because if somebody is gassy in this room, you hear about it on the air because it comes around. So there are times that you never see them. Well, mostly Chick and Tom laughed harder at each other than when they crop dust each other in the hallway during a break. They turn into two 13-year-old boys, and it is game over.
The other day, Chick walked in. I wasn't here alone during the break, and I go, oh, you got to give me five. I did not think you were coming back. I had a huge fart. I farted really big. You might want to just do another lap.
I'm going to discount your theory a little bit. I have a 17-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And there's nothing better than sneaking one in when they're not expecting it. And same thing from her to me.
Right.
I mean, we turned into little boys.
Yes.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I think that the dad-daughter thing is, well, maybe, you know what? I can't say that.
You're the same, but opposite.
But opposite. I was raised by my dad.
There you go.
And my dad was like, absolutely never, no, don't. And
David.
Yes.
Come on.
Much like the piercings I got when Anna was 18, I did everything the opposite of what he told me to do. So,
sure. You're a kid.
Yes. But and then with Max, I just never have because I just think there's something off-putting about your mom doing it.
I would say that's fair.
Yeah. So I just don't. I never have in front of him.
A mom fart. A mom fart. Those are few and far
not
between
cool
experience.
We're talking
not
about
cool
the back end, not the queefs, right? Like,
oh, they just went for it. She
was
just
that
went
not
for it.
Like, well, you can't just do those without
my
not even
goodness
3 minutes.
You can't even do a queef unless there's some pushing. They got to push the air bubble in to make the air bubble come out. I think.
Hell yeah. I'm glad we're finally talking about this. I'm glad we're finally talking
there's
about this.
There's nothing more startling than an accidental queef.
25 episodes, we finally got to queefs, baby.
Which aren't all queefs accidental. Yeah. Let's be real.
Well, I don't know.
That's the name of your book, Jeff. very innovative queef talk. Let's get into our first bit. You know, Frigamall Industries has always been so innovative.
On your mark, get set.
Come on, Fred. Come on. I have to run faster. Come on, Fred.
And Fred Johnson finishes a disappointing fourth in the 100-yard dash.
Hey, Fred, what happened back there, man? You used to always beat me. What's up?
My trainer says it's excess gas.
Really?
Yeah, he says I'm bloated with excess gas, and that's slowing me down.
Here, try one of these. See if this will make a difference.
What is it?
It's a Fartrite anal strip.
Oh, yeah! Everyone has heard about the nasal strips that athletes wear to allow them to get enough air. But did you know that it's just as important for an athlete to discharge a sufficient amount of gas? That's why Frigaball Industries developed the Fartrite anal strip. Simply drop your drawers, pull off the adhesive bandage-looking device, and stick it to your buttocks. The Fartrite anal strip pulls your cheeks apart to create an optimum air passageway. Oh, wearing a Fartrite anal strip can make a world of difference in your performance.
A few days later.
Okay, Fred, I'm going to take you down again today, man.
I don't think so, Bill. Not this time. I'm wearing a Fartrite anal strip.
On your mark, get set.
Come on. Come on, do your stuff. Come on. Come on. Do your stuff.
And the winner is Fred Johnson.
Whoa. Hey. Hey, great race, Fred. Hey, look, you cut 0.3 of a second off your personal best.
Yeah. I cut more than that. Thanks to you and Fartrite anal strips.
Fartrite anal strips. Buy some today and see how they can improve your performance. No matter what sport you're involved in, Fartrite anal strips can make a difference. Hey, how about tennis?
Quiet, please. Miss Swenson to serve.
Oh, golf.
He lines up the putt and... that one appears to be breaking our way. It's out. Pirate, back to you. It's coming our way. Pirate, take it away, please.
Even weightlifting.
He's trying to lift 800 pounds. Let's watch and listen. He's done it. A new record for the deadlift.
More like something crawled up inside him and died lift. They ought to outlaw these Fartrite anal strips.
Fartrite anal strips. Help you to put underachieving behind you. Fartrite anal strips. Available in small, medium, and J-Lo.
Fartrite anal strips. Apparently brought to you by the same people that brought you Girls Going. Woo! So I've started doing a little bit of yoga lately. Not in classes, but just at home on my computer or whatever. And when I do it, I've noticed that I'm getting my body into certain poses that I've never been in before. And it'll sort of allow a fart to come out at certain times. And I've become anxious. I've only done it alone at home. Mm-hmm. I am anxious once yoga classes are back to go do it in a room full of people because I think the movement's going to make me toot. That's what
probably, it probably will. I am a licensed yoga instructor.
Oh.
And yeah, the rule was if somebody does release during a class, there's no acknowledgement of it. And there are people that I feel like were entirely too comfortable. Like I was like, you ate some fibrous food before this class on purpose and came in here and just got all willy-nilly.
I don't think people think about it. No. I think a lot of people just eat and they just go do whatever they do.
No, but I think, yes. Yes.
You mean you think someone's pushing on purpose?
I think there, yes. I think there may have been like a fetish-esque
issue.
You
think there was some
guy, though?
Yes, definitely a guy.
You think it was some guy snorting Metamucil just getting ready to let it loose? Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I just want to be there when Willie goes to his next class and it happens to him.
I do too. I want to go.
I'm genuinely afraid of going. I think it's just going to be a thing that I do in private. I think
it just might be. That's fine.
I bet it happens and then.
Yes.
Nice job,
there is an entire yoga sequence that you can do that is meant to help you with gas in your tummy.
Really?
Yes, to get rid of all of it.
Now, I have a question. Yes. In the yoga books or at yoga school or wherever you go, do they say these are the fart poses?
No.
Or do they call it the release?
They aid in digestion.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
What give us a name of one of the poses.
Well, there
is back door.
I can tell you what happens to me. Like, yeah. I will do like a sunrise salutation or downward dog, and then I will move into child's pose, which is basically just your arms are forward, your ass is just up in the air, and your back is just basically pushing all the farts out of your body.
So the other one would be like, I don't know like the technical term, but it would be like the frog.
Yeah,
which is basically a full squat with your elbows pushing your knees out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get there.
Perfect.
Very it's like fun. The squatty potty on steroids is what it is. Yeah.
I love the idea of me going to yoga school. And you know what? It's just called yoga school. The building says yoga school.
Yoga school.
And I walk in there and I'm just like, hi, I'm here for the farts. I want to know how I bend to get there.
But I love that bit. It's a great Bob and Tom bit. Who would take the wonderful breathe right? Oh, mm-hmm. Tom Griswold, but you know what? What do you put that on your butt?
Mm-hmm.
And you fart better, more often. But it was a positive, healthy result, right?
Right.
Much like your yoga.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. It's
do
all
you feel
about,
better?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm working on it. I have more energy, and I don't talk to myself as much when I'm home alone. So
hey, that's good.
I think that's good.
And we all feel better when we release.
Yes.
Like when you fart. Like especially if you are bubbly. You're like, oh. So those, what is it, anal right, breathe, what was it called? strips?
Breathe right, anal strips?
Yeah.
Fart right.
Fart right, anal strips.
Yes.
That does sound like a good product.
Yeah, I mean, it's direct, that's for sure. There's no, some things you don't know, what does that do? Now this one, you know what it does.
I think so, yeah.
I would definitely buy that, and I would just air out. It'd be like when you open up the windows when someone smokes in your house, you air it out, you get everything out of there.
There's a ball you can buy, I think I bought it, Desperate Times calls for desperate measures, that you rub on your stomach to help move things along. So,
yeah, it's
I feel
like
Tom has a product here.
It's like an exercise ball. Yeah.
Cool. Well,
how big a ball are we talking
it's
here?
It's smaller. It's smaller than a soccer ball.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Bigger
ball.
Than a softball.
This is fun. I'm going to Google this while we listen to our next bit. This is a true classic from Haji.
How many times have you been facing a long, boring drive and thought to yourself, gee, I wish I had an interesting travel companion? Someone like Haji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how many times I've thought that to myself.
Your troubles are over. Thanks to this fabulous offer. Now you can take Haji with you everywhere you go. Thanks to my brand new 47 cassette series. I call Haji's Road Buddy.
Haji's Road Buddy?
Yeah.
This interactive cassette program puts you in the driver's seat. Right next to your road buddy, Haji. Let's listen. Thanks for the lift. Hey, my name's Haji. What's your name? Insert name here. That's a great name. I used to know a kid back at school by that name. You're on him, are you? Is that Irish or what? Yeah, so anyway, where are you from anyhow? Insert city of origin. Oh, that's beautiful this time of year. I spent a whole summer there one time. They still have that Chinese laundry? So anyway, like what do you do for a living anyway? Insert occupation. That's great. My dad used to do that. Yeah, I'm surprised you still have all your fingers. what do you think about this road, huh? Pretty neat, huh? Well, anyway. Just imagine 47 straight hours in a cramped car. Everybody's favorite road buddy, Haji. Beer in the world, one bottle of beer. One of the bottles to the happiest fall. No more bottles of beer. Hey! That was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. I knew you'd say that. Hey, here's another good one. Remember this one? Go tell Aunt Rhody. Come on, sing along. Go tell Aunt Rhody. That's Haji's Road Buddy. Available on 47 cassettes, 32 8-track tapes for you truck drivers, or 9 CDs.
Well, man, I don't know about you, but my back teeth are floating. I think I'm going to burst all over the place if you don't pull over soon. You know, it looks like a camel or something. Come on, give me a break, all right? You passed 3 rest areas already. You haven't done nothing about it. By the way, if we pass by an oil refinery or something, you hit a skunk or something, it must have been those beef jerkies, I guess. It's kind of cut the cheese over there, so I can't stand it. I roll down a window. And say, I don't care if it's wintertime. I don't care. I rolled it. I can't breathe. Just send $149.95 to Haji's Road Buddy, care of the Haji Tax Free Enterprise. Please include another $149.95 for shipping, handling, and legal fees. That's Haji's Road Buddy. Do it now.
Thank you, Haji.
Thank you, Haji. Haji's Road Buddy. Never take a trip without.
I mean, who needs AAA when you have Haji's Road Buddy? I mean, that's all you need. So a few things that I heard in there. I heard, who cut the cheese? Do you guys know the expression, who cut the cheese? Did you say that often growing up? Because I, as a kid, I thought that was the term for who farted. Yeah. At my house, we had a song, the who cut the cheese. Oh, man. So you know that.
Save it for later.
Oh. That's Haywood.
That's Haywood?
No, yeah. It's not Haywood.
It's not?
No.
Who is it?
We did it at the shack.
Oh.
And we hired a guy to rap it.
Oh, really?
Which we'll get to later in this episode.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I thought that was like a real song growing up.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A real song. Sounds like it, absolutely. Yeah.
And I would go into places in my life where I would sing that song. People would go, what is that? And I go, that's the Cut the Cheese song. It's a song that you sing when people fart. Another classic that I say is, did you eat a tire?
Okay.
That's one that I definitely stole
he
from my
says
dad.
That, yeah.
That
all
was
the
in
time.
That bit.
Yeah. Yeah. What's oh, your, it is. Okay.
What's your favorite did you fart saying? Do you have one?
When the kids were little and they had gas, I don't know why. This is like, I identify with Tom on a lot of things. Like my kids have 1,000 nicknames and I never call them by the same one, it seems like, but also like just weird things that you say to your kids that stick. So I don't know why, but every time they would, we'd go Rooter Tooter, Fresh and Fruiter.
Very.
And I don't, and to this day, we still say Rooter Tooter, Fresh and Fruiter. And now I say it to my nieces who are toddlers. But my nieces, I don't know if it was they wanted their daughters to be more tactful, but whenever they do, they say, ooh, I had a booty bubble.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's so weird.
I know. Or just like booty bubble. And she was like, ooh, booty bubble. And they just, yeah.
I want to be with your kids when you drive by the Roto-Rooter headquarters just to see what they think goes on there.
Right.
That's really close.
Well, in another really fast kid story, when they were little, they thought that Bye Bye Baby is where you take your kids if you don't want them anymore.
Dang. What a great life. You better behave. I will sell you.
See you later,
There's
baby.
There's a store.
Everyone knows that you do that at firehouses. You just drop them off.
It's a safe place.
You say, see you later.
What I loved about that bit, that is old school bit. Yeah. That's as old school as it gets because it was probably performed and also had some recordings while he was doing it in the studio. Mm-hmm. That was Mark Much, I believe is his name, playing this character, Haji. That was probably from the late 80s, maybe around 90. Mm-hmm. And Bob and Tom are right there.
Yeah.
And he's just performing that bit. Although I did hear Dick Nixon in there a little bit. So they might have squeezed in another person. Or that might have been one more iteration of the studio where they moved to a little bit bigger one. But there's no music underneath.
No.
There's just a little bit of pre-production, and you just roll with it.
Yeah. At the very end, I felt like he was almost going to break, where he's like, just call, like, this is how much it's charging, or whatever, at the very,
Right. Which I love that.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I love that piece. And it only had one fart joke in the whole thing, really. But it was totally worth it. And we haven't played in a while. This is probably the oldest bit we've played.
I'm guessing so far. Jess, did you guys have a name for farts when you were growing up?
I can't think of anything. I know, I mean, everyone was always farting, but I can't remember anything.
Everyone was always farting.
Everyone. Oh, my mom would. She didn't care. My brother would.
Farting.
I was trying to think of something clever. Nice. We would say, did you cut the cheese? And it's usually, you feel better, no matter
Right. Or, did you guys do Biff? If somebody farted.
It's one of these stupid New Pal things.
No, it's not a New Pal thing. It's a Southeast Side Indianapolis thing.
Yeah.
A New Pal thing.
Yeah.
So if somebody did, you don't call anybody on it, but you would immediately put your thumb to your forehead.
Yeah.
And the last person that put their thumb to their forehead ate it. That's what you said. You ate it. So usually if you were the one to pass gas, you would kind of like slowly put your thumb to your forehead. And then everybody would look around and go, oh, man, and like start to smell it at the same time and do it. Like, God, we're so trashy.
It was finger on the nose for us.
Oh, it was? Okay, okay, okay.
You slyly just put your finger on your nose.
Okay.
You played a game where you'd say doorknob or safety.
Yes.
Like, I think that was related to farts. But I never did that one. That sounds
Safety, definitely. Yeah.
Safety, definitely.
God, yeah. I mean, just when you're a kid, what's funner than farting and just hitting your brother?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing is more fun than that when you're a child.
There was literally a game. You guys created a game so you couldn't get in trouble for doing those two things.
Yeah. I mean, the rule is if you smelt it, though, you
dealt it. So. No question. No question.
He who smelt it dealt it, and he who denied it supplied it. I'm pretty sure those hold up in court.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Well, he smelt it, Your Honor.
Yeah, and they rhyme, so it's got to be true.
Hold up in court.
Well, let's not work too hard. Let's get into our next bit. This is our first internet versus radio episode.
And now, the Bob and Todd Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's gonna light a fart.
He's gotta be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Oh, my God, guys, you got to see this one.
Well, this is where the internet and the radio meet on the podcast, right?
Indeed. Those are always my favorite bits to hear you guys record. All of you be in a booth and in screen.
Yeah, there's three of them. We'll get to the other two on future episodes. Yeah. But I remember doing those, and it just you kind of turn into, I don't know, college guys just hollering and hooting, you know. And, those are pretty fun. I have good memories of doing those.
And then one of you would always have, like, a random tag at the end. That's not real.
And we all do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we did all kinds of stuff. And I think Ron Sexton produced all those
pieces. I do, too, yeah.
You can hear Marty in there kind of directing a little
so
bit.
So it was the four of you?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And speaking of which, that you guys are talking about what terms you have. I remember being in college, and I lived in a house with like 40 guys. And the word, the term I remember was ripping ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But you don't say that around girls, I don't think. Girls don't rip ass. You know, guys are ripping ass.
Homie, girls rip ass.
Gross, yeah.
Yeah, no. But I do think it's a thing that guys say with guys and girls say with girls. Mm-hmm. But we all do it. Yes.
Oh, girls say that with other girls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Do girls fart in front of each other?
let me tell you something about
girls
this.
Girls are disgusting.
Oh, I know they're gross.
I think if you know them, you don't care as much. But there's nothing worse, ladies, when you go to the restroom and say you sit down and you just have to pee and it's a public restroom. Yeah. There's a good chance because you are sitting down and your buttocks are opening up, you may pass gas first. And there's nothing worse when you go to pee and it startles you in the stall. I'm like, oh, didn't know that was there. And there's someone else in the restroom because you're like, oh, I can't fart here because it's a restroom.
It's always so weird, but I don't know what age it happened at that I was like, no, this is the starter fart. This is how this pee is going to begin. Get over it.
The starter fart.
It's like,
holy smokes, I'm learning. I didn't know this was going to be an educational episode. Shoot.
This is the most educational one we've done.
I never learned anything. A starter fart.
That's what I've always thought of it as. Like, you have to get that little gas out before your pee begins.
And when I hold back, it's like, now the pee can't come.
Yeah, now this is going to be
stuck.
Yes,
they're in there forever.
But real quick, Allsman, I'm telling you right now, if you can't fart in a bathroom, where the hell can you fart?
I know.
Bathrooms are a safe place and a safe space for farting. I've had a person go, oh, you're going to do that in here? Buddy, this is where these were meant to fly.
Yeah. You should see what else came out.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You should be allowed to. If you, as soon as you get in the bathroom, mm-hmm. the door's open. You can fart as loud as you want. It doesn't even need to shut.
No, yep.
Oh.
Best ventilation is usually in a bathroom.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like I just like found my purpose talking about this. Like I feel like I'm like on my soapbox.
We're empowering women everywhere to fart.
I don't care who we are. Need. Fart in the bathroom. Yeah.
I don't know. There just becomes an age where I just don't care. I'm like, I used to go in and really worry about it. Like cause like stress and sweat trying to not in the bathroom. That doesn't even make sense.
We're wired weird.
We are. A lot of shame.
Do you ever do the thing on the plane where you go, the plane's buzzing, no one's gonna hear me fart. Yeah. And then you let it go and everyone hears you fart. And you like look around, geez, 7F's a loud farter.
Jeez. Huh. No, Willie, I hold it for 4 hours.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Never. Yeah, you know what you do? You go to the bat. That's how I join the Mile High Club. I fart in a plane. Ooh, that feels good. It feels like you're getting away with something you shouldn't be doing.
Just imagine the echo. You can
okay, before I say anything else that's really gross, we're all learning so much. This is our next bit. It's a true classic Bob and Tom toy.
Honey, come on. Dinner's ready. My gosh, what's that awful smell?
It's my new doll, Mom.
When you smell an awful breeze
that reeks of hops and barley,
you can guess who cut the cheese.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
That's me.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie. Feed him a drink from his special beer can. Wait a few seconds, and...
Hey, kid. Pull my finger.
Okay, Charlie.
Somebody light a match.
Pull My Finger Charlie comes complete with his own patented fart smell in a can. So you not only hear him break wind, you smell it too. And you get your choice of scents, including beer, eggs, burning tires, unscented, or new SBD.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Whoa, did somebody step on a duck?
Good one, Charlie.
When you smell an awful breeze
that reeks of hops and barley,
you can guess who cut the cheese.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
Fart smell in a can uses a propellant that is harmless to pets, plants, and the ozone layer. Warning, failure to store cans in a cool, dry place could result in explosion.
Pull My Finger Charlie.
Pull My Finger Charlie. It's new. Available at toy stores everywhere. It's fun from Bob and Tom Toys.
It's so great that we have Poop Deck Pappy, Incontinent Kathy, and Pull My Finger Charlie.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, what's, whenever I talk about the Beatles, the so-and-so sessions, you know, like, is there
the Abbey Road sessions?
Yeah,
is that it?
Just whatever it is, but it's like, this is from like the Hurt Me Elmo sessions.
Yes.
They recorded sort of like all four of those bits all in one little moment.
And to me, this is sort of a classic Bob and Tom style bit. Absolutely. In that Dean is doing like 10 voices. Yeah. That's not true. He's doing the toy, the Dean doing that like sort of evil sounding, that voice. I love that. And then the singing. And then Chick, of course, is the announcer. That's the real, I don't know, standard, I guess.
Yeah.
I love that piece. Yeah, that one I can kind of feel like that was probably late 90s, like 97-ish. And I'm like, I heard that the first time on the air.
Yeah.
I feel like I did, because that was probably a time where I had a commute. And I still, when I hear it, I kind of go right back to that. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you the child, or was it?
I think that's Sam. That's my older brother.
That's Sam. And that always confused me, because I would always just say that's Charlie. But it's not. Charlie would obviously be way too little to do that. But
two then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And then also, that used to be, if you Googled Charlie and Finger, that would pop up until Charlie bit my finger in 2008 or whatever.
That,
yeah, I know. He got bumped off by that. Could you imagine?
That was like the first viral thing.
Charlie bit my finger?
Yeah. Do you remember that? Have you seen those kids now?
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, they're all grown up.
That's weird.
Yeah, time. It's weird.
Were you watching Where Are They Now viral video series?
Yeah, my life's sad, Jason.
Between that and Honey Boo Boo, it was a long night for old Jess. Got Kleenex in there. I'm working through something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yelling to the kids. Uh-oh. Mom's crying to YouTube videos again.
Yep, there she is. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys have, like, one of those super embarrassing fart stories? Okay, I'll go first. So when I was probably in, like, second grade, and we were in the line at the library waiting to check out our books, and it was after school. So there's like a ton of people in line waiting to check out their books. And I could feel it. It was like that after school, like belly grumble, you know what I mean? And at our house, this is, oh my gosh, I might be saying too much. You know what? Nope, we're all friends here. So we would call that like when the school bus turned down your road and you felt it, like you felt like you were getting close to like home. Mm-hmm. We called it the brown beacon. Like the brown beacon is in full alert. We got to get home.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But it was only something my brother and I would say to each other because we're on the school bus and I'd see his eyes get big and go, oh God, we've got to pick it up. So, but that's, we didn't ride the bus that day, but I was on a schedule. And so we were in the library line and I just couldn't hold it anymore. And I just let a great big second grade girl toot. And my mother pushed me out of the line and said, Jessica Nicole. Oh my
God. Because the middle name.
Because she didn't want anybody to think it was her.
Oh, if anything, just be like, yes, it was my daughter. And it was adorable, right? Everyone, support, support, support.
Yeah, that is not the way my mother mothers.
Dang.
So I was just, and in that, I was just like, and that is when, and that is when we started to not get along.
I don't think that farts were ever embarrassing for me. I think they were always kind of this awesome gift.
Really?
That led to laughter and joy. Yeah, for me, a fart is like this little blessing. Like, uh-oh, things are about to get cool in here. You know? I think that's just having brothers, having my dad be your dad. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Standard. It's not fair because, you know, true. What? Boys would probably make fun of you for farting, us girls.
Yes.
But if a guy did, it's like, yeah, that's awesome.
One time, my buddy's girlfriend farted, and it's like a funny story. Like, we all just died laughing. I was like, dude, take it easy. He was like, that wasn't me. And then we just acknowledged that it was her, and we all just died laughing.
Did she laugh too?
No, she was embarrassed, and then she laughed when we laughed, It came eventually. But yeah, I don't think guys would ever judge a girl for fart. I just think, I'm a dumb guy. I love, they're so funny.
So if a girl farts in, like, the first time that you are, so you're dating a girl and the first time she farts in front of you,
I'm going to die laughing.
Okay. Does she ask for permission?
If she asks for permission, I'll start laughing when she asks for permission. The ideal situation, if a girl goes, can I fart in front of you? I would go, that's impolite. And then I, as a gift from God, had a fart given to me. And then I farted. That'd be the funniest thing that we could ever do. And then she farts and we laugh and laugh and laugh.
And get married on the spot.
And oh, my goodness, yeah. We're going to the chicken wing place and we're going to whatever government building you get married at.
Oh, it's romantic.
We're going to the DMV to get married. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. So, Dad, tell us about you and Mom's first date.
Well, we ate a lot of beans and she was silly, silly, silly. So my dad will always do this this bit of, well, you take a country and rap, combine them, it turns out to be crap. You know, an old man joke.
Right.
We don't play a lot of rap songs on the show, but here's one of the few rap songs we do play.
Let's smell it. Ladies were with me that night. We picked up Willie and went out for a bite. Willie ordered chili, the ladies had tacos. I had pepperoni pizza and a plate of greasy nachos. My stomach started hurting, it started to swell. Then somebody shouted, yo, what's that smell? The air was funky with an evil breeze. And the lady said,
hey, who cut the cheese?
Who cut the cheese?
Oh man, oh man.
Who cut the cheese? Who cut the cheese?
Oh man, oh man.
Hey, who cut the cheese?
Woo! I was feeling kind of guilty. I hated to admit it. I had cut the cheese. I was the one who did it. I smiled at Willie, then ripped off a trouser sneeze. He jumped out the window. He knew who cut the cheese. Who cut the cheese?
Oh man, oh man.
Who cut the cheese?
Come on, baby, pull my finger.
Who cut the cheese?
Oh man, oh man.
the cheese? SBD, solid but deli.
Who cut the cheese?
I think we have to do a remix of that soon. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're definitely going to have to.
Cut the cheese. So that was Smooth Teddy B.
Smooth mm-hmm. Teddy B.
A real guy who was a local rapper, I believe, is the story.
Okay.
Who I think maybe Alan, our engineer over there, knew of, had done some stuff with, whatever.
Gotcha.
So obviously, Tom Griswold decided to probably write some lyrics.
Sure.
And said, let's make this a rap song, so they made it happen. And then do you remember what? So it's Smooth Teddy B and...
I don't know.
Charlie?
No.
Smooth Teddy B and the Dun Duns, right? It's some sort of two syllable.
I believe it's and TG Mofo MC.
Oh, TG Mofo MC.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like old pop there, doesn't it? That's my daddy.
Old Mofo.
That is such a weird. Yeah, he used to sing that a lot. I have like a very vivid memory of us in Florida and we're kids. Who cut the cheese? Oh, man. Oh, man. Such a weird.
Yeah, I think that's early 90s. And the thing about it is it's one of those things because at the time they were not a network show. Mm-hmm. I think it was pre-network. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. But so they were on a local, an indie rock station.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And let's say Tom plays that bit and then you turn your stereo on 30 seconds later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've never heard the song before.
Uh-huh.
I always think about someone's first listen of that song going, what? If they didn't hear the intro.
Oh, sure. Like, and they were going, this is what rap music is? This is so odd.
And what station am I on?
Yes.
Right.
Well, and also that's this very specific early hip hop sound. It always, you might know this, Alzi. Did you ever play one of the Donkey Kong games? There's the DK rap.
Oh, I don't remember the DK rap.
Yeah, it's like a rap song. Also, like early 90s, late 80s, I feel like a lot of Will Smith movies,
yes.
Smith would do a song mm-hmm. that was the title track of the movie.
Of course.
They did it for
Men in Black.
They did it for Wild Wild West.
Yep. All great hits. Yep.
And it's that sort of kind of silly, like house party vibe mm-hmm. rap music. I don't know, but it really hits that sort of 80s rap sound.
It does. It really does. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember the song Buttermilk Biscuits? Do you, Jason? That's what it always
probably
reminds
from you.
Me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a rap song called Buttermilk Biscuits?
Yeah, and it is. It's like Buttermilk Biscuits, like slap the dough and the whole thing. And I always think of like Who Cut the Cheese and Buttermilk Biscuits. I don't know why.
Yeah. like it's the recipe for the biscuits?
Basically, it tells you how to make them and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's just that's so funny, and I can guarantee you, when I have kids one day, that'll be the fart song. You know, that will forever be, that will always be a part of my life when I think about farts. It's the Who Cut the Cheese song.
It's so great. This is, again, how the Bob and Tom Show affects people over generations. So I'm sure there are a lot of mm-hmm. people listening. They probably sang it. Maybe mm-hmm. their kids now sing the song when they fart, and let us know if you do, because we love hearing those gushy stories or cheesy stories, farty stories,
stinky stories.
Yeah, and as we were talking about other names for fart right. is the one word. Who Cut the Cheese was probably your first secondary.
Oh yeah, your go-to
nomenclature for it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
As a kid,
mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you say tooted at first, it's kind of innocent.
True
tooted. And then you learn, fart, and then you get into the playground terms.
Yeah, but you know the kids that couldn't say fart were the same kids who couldn't watch The Simpsons. Like it was like we're never going to their house. They suck. mm-hmm.
I have a story. I have an off-air story. I have a perfect off-air story. So here is next bit, and it's yet another quality and useful product from Frigamall Industries.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What's the matter, sweetie? You can't sleep?
No, I can't sleep.
Why?
You know why. It's your gas.
Oh, no. Was I passing gas in my sleep again?
Yes, like you do every night. I have to go to work in 4 hours. I haven't slept a wink.
Ladies, do you find it hard to sleep because your husband is breaking wind all night long? Then you need to try the natural supplement from Frigamall Industries that can help you get a restful night's sleep. It's Smellotonin.
I am so tired. I just can't focus.
I've never asked, Jane, but are you married to a nocturnal farter?
Oh my God, yes. How did you know that?
I have the same problem at home.
But you always look so refreshed.
That's because of this.
Melatonin? What is it?
It's a hormone that blocks both your sense of smell and your sense of hearing at the same time. Use it tonight and see what happens.
I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Yes, Smellitonin is guaranteed to block out the noxious smells and obnoxious noises your husband makes all night long.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, dear. I'll try not to fart in my sleep tonight, okay?
No, please, be my guest. I took Smellitonin.
45 minutes later...
She's sound asleep. I feel bad about this, but I really gotta let one rip. Wow, she's really gone.
Oh, yeah.
Smellitonin. Turn those nightmare stinks into 40 winks. Smellitonin. Look for it wherever beans are sold.
Thanks, Smellitonin.
Look for it wherever beads are sold.
So my question with this, and a lot of the bits, did someone come up with the word Smellitonin first that they designed a bit around it?
I think they did that backwards. I think you're exactly right. I think maybe someone on air did a Smellitonin line. They were talking about melatonin. Someone misspoke and said Smellitonin. Goes, that'd be a great thing for a fart. And then you go to lunch, you write the script in the afternoon.
I mean, it's genius. It's right there. It's so good.
What you just said, Willie... Your little recipe, if we can use that again, has happened hundreds of times this show.
Mm-hmm. And then it happens, you know, just like if I'm getting lunch with a comic buddy of mine, we'll say one thing, and then 6 months later, he'll text me and go, hey, at lunch, you said, can I use that for my act? And you forget about it, mm-hmm. and it's just a little throwaway comment, and then it can become, you know, 3 to 5 minutes for him on stage and become something big. Right. And it's cool. Just sometimes you have a little throwaway thought. And then if you put a little bit of focus to it and you mine it, mm-hmm. that's when you find the good stuff.
Yeah.
I gave Oskay something one time, and he and I kind of flushed it out. I'm like, I don't need it. Run.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know how it works.
We did.
And he goes, yeah. He goes, I tried it, and then I changed, you know, typical comedian, I changed the little tag, and now it kills. Mm-hmm. So it's like awesome.
We did that 1,000 times on the road. Like that was, that. I felt like in the car for like 4 to 6 hours, there were a lot of those moments. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think that's something that I've thought about. I don't think any comedian is funnier than any person. I think no matter who you are at your lunch table conversation, you're going to say some gems of just hilarious things.
Yes.
Even if you're not a comedian, because people are just very funny. People are funny.
Yeah.
The difference is that a comedian takes that and they go, now, why was that? And then they drive themselves crazy figuring out why that was funny, you know?
Right.
To what you were saying earlier, Jason, can you imagine someone just driving through town and they go, oh, what's the classic rock station? And they turn on the classic rock and they hear all those farts. They're like, what the hell is this station? Have you guys seen the sleep app that tells you when you fart at nighttime?
Yes.
No.
I've seen, it's like a sleep monitor. It tells you all kinds of things, right?
It'll tell you if you sleep talk or it'll tell you if you get REM sleep.
Oh, I just got the REM deep and light. Mm-hmm. I'm missing out here.
Yeah, I'm not really into strapping that big thing around my ass.
No, this is for the app, Jason.
Oh, I thought you had to put like a little piece on and it you know, registers.
Microphone for your butthole.
You put on a sea poop. Pretty good. Honestly, I might put sea poop into the act.
Okay,
I might write that down.
Okay.
I might try that in Louisville this weekend. We'll see.
Please don't say butthole.
Sorry.
There used to be a sign.
Oh, there used to be a sign that said that. That's true.
Don't say butthole.
Don't say butthole.
If that was in any other office, could you? Hey, why did you have to put that up there? Okay, we have a few more bits left. Let's keep it moving. This is a big Bob and Tom production piece, and it has a tuba.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Figaro Lapu. Are you like me? Do you love to eat, but sometimes your food does not love you back? Oh my, that is quite unpleasant, is it not? Here at the Frigamol Industries, we have developed a pill that will take the stink out of... Of course, we cannot muffle the noise, but we can eliminate that embarrassing, eye-watering, wallpaper-peeling aroma. You will still hear the... But the aroma will be a designer fragrance chosen especially for you. We have country pine, potpourri, musk, and my personal favorite, sea breeze. Ah,
on your face. We call this modern miracle pill flatulante.
Flatulante, go ahead and toot. Flatulante, the air you won't pollute. You're pulling your own finger because you want to cut the cheese.
Now you're breaking wind so much your ass gives off a breeze. Flatulante, in the restaurant or in the bedroom?
Get under the covers, honey. I want to do a Dutch oven.
Oh, I hate that. Is that lemon?
No, it's Flatulante's new citrus celebration.
You're so romantic.
If you eat some tuna fish on the croissant, and you start farting like a circus elephant, as your friends begin to sniff, they'll savor every whiff. They're grateful that you're using Flatulante.
Flatulante for your derriere. When you fart, it freshens up the air. So when you make a stinky, don't be worried that it reeks.
It's as if perfume is blasting out your cheeks.
Flatulante, a product of Frigamol Industries, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Excuse me.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So that, I think that's maybe my favorite Bob and Tom bit ever, and I could be biased. Because that's my pop there.
Mm-hmm. He does such a great job. He sells it. He's a stage, like he's on stage. It's very theatrical. I love it.
He's conducting it, but he's pointing at you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And he does the sort of half sing thing at the end, like a circus. Elefante. He's going to come over it and then go down. Ugh, I love it. Real, real silly. My favorite line was, no, is that lemon? What'd you guys think about Flatulante? Would you use the product if it was real?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'd probably choose vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla's good.
Like, oh, are you making cookies?
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I already ate them.
I think they've been a few of these products, and I know because we've done them on the show. About once a year, they come out with some sort of underwear that has charcoal infused in it.
Yes.
This time around, it's so that you're not supposed to wash the underwear after. Uh-huh. You can wear it multiple uses, I guess, is the idea. But in the past, it's underwear. It's got a carbon of some kind filter in there, mm-hmm. and it makes the farts not smell. And they have had scented ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know. In my experience, fake scents always make... Here's a good example. In high school, if I would have smoked pot and then gone back to class and sprayed Febreze on my shirt, I thought I smelled like Febreze. Mm-hmm. But what I smelled like was weed and Febreze. Everyone knew, and yes. Then it was worse because they knew you were trying to cover it up.
Right, yes.
So to me, if a fart plus Febreze, ugh.
No thanks.
Just extra fart.
Right,
lemon
right.
fart.
Right. Oh, did you guys... Willie, I will assume that you're going to answer yes.
Go ahead.
But did you guys catch farts and throw them?
I don't recall, but it sounds like a great.
So you just over hand or solo cup.
Oh.
Right in, hand yeah. over the solo cup, and then be like, hey, you want a drink? Oh. And you can. You can absolutely throw farts.
Oh, we had people that would fart into pillows and put the pillow in their face.
Yep. Right. I talked about it on air before. We tried to capture a fart for like a week one summer.
Yeah.
For a week.
Yeah, it was just like, that was our thing. You know, that's what was going
Can't
on.
Catch that butterfly.
The Xbox was broken or whatever.
The way you worded that, it's like we were trying to catch the same fart for the whole right. week. You just couldn't find
Chased
it.
Chased it around.
Well, fart catching is a lifestyle. The more you do it. No, we figured it out on air. The best thing to do, I think, would be those circular deli containers because you can seal it without having to screw it on.
Oh,
I think when you screw,
okay.
if you use a ball jar, you screw it on, you're going to lose farts while you're screwing. This is the smartest conversation about the dumbest thing.
Can we isolate lose farts while you're screwing?
Oh,
yeah, I really like that.
I didn't mean to be, I don't want to be crass.
Has anybody had a toot during an intimate moment?
No.
Probably.
Easy, Jess.
No.
She looked
Next
away
bit.
Real quick.
Next bit.
We're not leaving this bit yet. Two things I take away from this is I love the line, ass gives off a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
That there's some poetry there that makes you really create a picture on your own.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I'm sure Tom was 100% behind that one.
Yeah.
And your ass gives off a breeze.
Off a breeze. And secondly, whenever I see, you know, there's always anything, whether you eat like a juice blend or a, what was, what's the Celsius thing?
An energy drink. Yeah.
Or it could be a soap. When I see anything fruity, mm-hmm. I think, why didn't they name this Citrus Celebration? Everything is Citrus Celebration to me if it is fruity.
And you,
for 20 plus years, it's been that way.
So, and before you worked here, we call it Flavor Co. I know that's not what it was.
Yes, I did work at
but
a Flavor Co.
But he worked at a place that did flavors. And every time I see, now to this day, almond or cherry,
yep.
I remember it's the exact same makeup. It's basically the same chemical. Yeah, same smell.
Your brain just can't.
Cherry and almond share the same chemical that can kind of go either way depending on what you label it as.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like that like Yanni Laurel thing or that red, the dresses where
you go.
Your dumb brain can't figure it out.
Absolutely. Yes. Some of that.
It's not about our dumb brain. I didn't see the dress the right color. I took a lot of personal.
But what is the right color? That's the thing.
Well, it's about the cones in your eyes. And apparently I saw it incorrectly because my cones aren't as cool. But you know what? I don't have to wear glasses, so suck it.
I am so sorry,
this
Alfred.
This is a hot point. I
said like a throwaway comparison, and it has triggered you, and I'm so sorry.
Divided relationships literally started yelling at each other. It is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a blue dress, you idiot.
And then that Yanni another one I heard incorrectly. I'm like, well, that's what I'm hearing, and I can't help it.
Yeah. I'm so this sorry. Led to a real fight in your life, and I'm very sorry.
So almond and cherry, huh? Can I bring that one up?
Very similar, yes.
More agreeable, the L in almond is silent. Moving on. So this is our last bit. Who knew my dad, Tom Griswold, actually journaled?
Dear Fart Journal, Monday, 5:50 a.m. Wow. Just ripped a hat trick while walking into the studio.
Wow.
Today is going to be a great day.
Yeah.
6:42 a.m. Chick seems a little down today. I'll hold this one for another break and spring it on him in the green room. He'll love it.
I will.
7:06 a.m. Just stealthily lifted my right cheek. Hopefully Christy didn't notice. 7:07 a.m. She noticed. 9:25 a.m. Whoa. That one must have had a tailwind. I think I saw Bob's mustache twitch. 12:09 p.m., lunch with the guys, always fun.
Uh-huh.
Got one of my urgent phone calls, which allowed me an opportunity to crop dust the entire restaurant. I'm guessing this will be the last time they offer cabbage as the lunch special.
Huh.
Got back to the table. Mark had left early for some reason. 2:27 p.m., barely made it to the men's room at the shack. Overheard someone asking PJ if he gave up his trumpet for a tuba. 3:30 p.m., just picked up Charlie. He still keeps asking me to drive by the tire-burning factory I mentioned last week. 5:50 p.m., exciting moment in the grocery store just now.
Yeah.
I've never had one change pitch this way before. It sounded exactly like a British police car with that Doppler effect siren thing. Must call Chick. I'll text him to share the news. 5:52 p.m. Okay, diary. I don't know how much longer I can blame this on the rotten produce. Pretty sure the store manager just called security. Looks like the self-checkout again for me. 9:45 p.m., getting ready for bed. Looks like the wallpaper's peeling again in here. I'll ask Mark about using industrial-strength glue to fix this for next time. 1:45 a.m.
Wow.
Just had one so impressive I woke myself up all alone, but I still blamed it on the dog. Tomorrow is going to be a great day.
The wake-up fart, definitely a real thing. Maybe I've admitted something too personal about myself. Do you guys ever have a wake-up fart?
I don't think so.
Never?
I can't recall.
Okay, so I kind of showed.
No, I don't think so.
I showed my hand there a little bit.
But growing up, that there would be, I would hear one for a long time, and I still don't know if it was like my brother or my
ghost
dad.
Or...
Yeah. It was
so at least one room
fart.
Away, you're hearing one.
Oh, we would hear. Yeah, it was like a trumpet. It was. It was very, very loud. It wasn't an alarm clock. It was just like a let loose.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
so that's one we use at our house. Did somebody just let loose?
Yes.
We say that a lot.
That's great.
We do. We say that a lot.
I usually say let loose when I'm talking about drinking. Being like, yeah, I really let loose last night. That was crazy.
Yeah.
What you said trumpet, and I just want to circle back. For flatulante, there was that tuba, the brrr, for every fart noise.
we hired a professional musician who went to college to learn how to play a tuba. And we said, hey, I know you're great. I know you can read music and play Bach and Beethoven. Can you just play a bunch of fart noises for us?
Well, I think the same thing with the singers.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, these beautiful voices, these angelic ladies, and they're like, all right, say, how do we put flatulante? You know, oh my gosh, stuff hey, Tom it, makes them sing.
It's still art. Who cares still if they're art. Singing about the sky and the stars or
hey, if you can duct tape a banana on a wall and call that art.
Sure.
We can do fart bits singing them with tubas.
Yeah. That's
fart true. Art, if you will. Art with a capital F.
I love this bit. This bit also talks about tailwind, kind of like the... gives off a breeze. Seems to be a theme. And I think, did we count that right? Four tire references?
Yes, either a burning tire or a couple straight did you eat a tires. But yeah, that is the fourth tire reference, I believe, on this, which is insane. We should have gotten Goodyear to sponsor this.
So and, I love the accuracy of this. These are the things I pick up on. Tom said he lifted his right cheek to send one towards Christy, which directionally...
works.
Is correct.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It honors the physics. So
it honors the physics. Yeah.
So I'm going to say 99% of this is all true. These yes. are all true. These are all true stories.
It must have been. Like, he took a couple of days, like, you know what? I'm going to think about my individual farts when I'm working on this bit. And he really did this.
Yes,
and
he applied I agree.
Them. He applied them.
If I had to do a fart journal like this, it would drive me crazy trying to do it, trying to keep up with it and figuring out my own patterns. Yeah, I could never do anything like this. I could never think of my farts like that.
I love that Tom wrote in his fart journal that he needed to text Chick.
My favorite part was 7:06, farted. Don't think Christy's going to notice. 7:07, she definitely noticed. Yes. I love a joke like that.
Yes, but that's the thing is that I know that there's been times where where I've been with Chick later on in the day, and there are adult men texting each other about farts like, We were just in public. We were just at the grocery store. We were just here. And then they all just, I can't imagine how hard they laugh. They're all by themselves. They don't text about anything ever important. It's stuff
just
like
breaking
that.
Wind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
Tom
gosh.
Texts about that, and he texts about servers that look like famous people.
Or or any time Jim Gaffigan has ever been on television.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, Gaffigan's on channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm. When you guys go to make a fart noise as a kid, did you go for the hand or the middle of the elbow, like the crease? Crevice.
Do the hand fart?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do a hand fart.
I remember that I was pretty much limited to mouth stuff. And then I remember I was like in third grade, someone taught me how to do the armpit fart.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is like a whole new world. It felt like getting your driver's license for the first time.
Uh-huh. I could never do the armpit fart.
I couldn't ever do the armpit fart.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I can crank one out right now if you guys
can
want.
You really?
Oh, guarantee. Are you kidding me?
Hold on, Willie. Get ready. Okay, go for it.
All from Willie's armpit.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, this is a free podcast, by the way.
No,
podcast.
Mine was always mouth. It's always just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of give it the raspberries.
Yeah, I do it with I put air in the side of my cheek and do it that way. Because I, to this day, cannot be more grossed out than seeing an adult tongue. Like, if you stick your tongue out as an adult, I immediately hate you. Like, that's mean. I know
that's a hard and fast rule.
It is hard and fast. It is disgusting. It grosses me out. There's a little perv to it. I don't like it at all.
There's a little perv to it.
I'm just
what is weird? Someone just walking around with their tongue out, like.
Well, even when adults stick their tongue out at little kids, like, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, put your tongue away. That's gross.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is sort of weird.
It is weird.
I'm just gonna guess here. Perhaps you got propositioned once.
Oh,
by a
tongue?
Really gross person, and that tongue came out as part of that proposition?
Yes, I have been propositioned with men, but like nonverbal across a room, tongue out. Yes, and
that'll
that's an all fair story if you want to hear one.
Oh, it was in a great
that'll get you off tongues real quick.
Well, that'll get you off the Bob and Tom comedy tour real quick is what it'll do.
Well, come back next week. We're talking tongues, all tongue bits here on Bits and Pieces. Let's call it there. If you like us, please subscribe and review. Thanks for listening to Bits and Pieces. We'll see you next week.